Listen to me. Listen to my words. Each of my words. Let them enter your mind. Let me enter your mind. Let me play with your mind. I won't hurt it. I promise. I won't hurt it. I will give it pleasure. I will give it fear. I will give it dreams. Weird dreams. Weird fantasies. Weird pleasures. Pleasure. Yes, pleasure. Listen to me. Listen to me and let my words lead you. Let me take control. Submit to me. You can submit. It's okay. It won't even hurt a little bit. So just let go, submit, and enjoy my voice. Enjoy the way you're lying down on your bed, completely, deeply, limp, looking at the ceiling, and your eyes want to close. If they haven't already, to close tight. You really need to close them. Your lids are so heavy. So heavy. Slowly your eyes do close. You see your lids obscuring your sight. As they close down, then you want to sleep. To sleep. You want to sleep so much. And I'm here to oblige. I will help you to sleep. I will let you sleep. Look in your mind's eye. Look. Do you see? There is my hand in front of you. Slowly putting on a pair of surgical gloves. Latex. Blue. You watch, mesmerized, as calmly, clinically, I put them on. Finding that. You relax. More and more, knowing you are in good hands, my hands. You see my hands in front of you. My one hand wearing a surgical glove. You see my hand holding a remote controller. A square black box. with only one large blue button. And on the button it is written, sleep, in white letters. Do you see it? Good. Listen to me. I will press this button. You will hear a beep. And as you hear the beep, the command will enter your ears. The command will enter your mind. The remote will put this command into your mind. And you will just obey. You'll obey this word, just doing what you want to do. What you want to do so much. You want to sleep so much, so much. I'll command you to do what you want, and you'll just do it. It is so simple. My commands are what you want to do. My gloved hands moving over it, almost caressing the button. It is so, so simple. So just let go and obey. Obey. Just let the beep enter you. Let the command enter you. And obey, obey, obey. Obey without thinking. Just look at my gloved finger pressing the button. And then just obey. Obey, 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 obey. Just let the beep enter you. Let the command enter you. And obey. Obey. Wait for it. Here it comes. Sleep. Good. Very good. Sleep. My gloved hand pressing the button. Sleep. Your mind falling into oblivion. Sleep. No more thinking. Sleep. Just following. Sleep. Following the flow of my voice. Mindlessly obeying. Mindlessly sleeping. Sleeping deep. You are sleeping deep. You are sleeping so deeply that you forget. You forget to breathe. You are so deep you can't even remember it. But it's okay. Just let me tell you how to breathe. I say, breathe in. And you breathe in. I say, breathe out. And you breathe out. Breathe in. Good. Breathe out. Perfect. Breathe in. And listen. Breathe out. Listen to the sound. Breathe in. This is the sound, breathe out, of your respirator. Breathe in, a machine. Breathe out, breathing for you. Breathe in, the machine pumps air into you. Breathe out, and then lets it go. Breathe in, the mask on your face feeds you air. Breathe out, and then lets it escape you. Breathe in, so that you don't have to think anymore. Breathe out. You don't have to think about breathing. Breathe in. And I don't have to remind it anymore. Breathe out. Good. Let the machine take the lead. Perfect. Just let the mask feed your air. And let me take control of you. You are at my mercy. You are in my hands. And I will take good care of you. Because you're precious. Yes, little one, you are precious. Good. Now, just imagine me. Yes, I'm here taking care of you, sitting between your legs. Yes, I'm just here between your legs, enjoying the view. And this is why I took you here, in this anonymous hospital room. This is why you are lying, naked, in this strange contraption of a bed. Your legs spread and me sitting between them. This is why you are paralyzed. This is why your wrists and ankles are cuffed. Soft, warm, solid leather cuffs, preventing any fall, preventing any unwanted movements. This is also why you are hooked on this ventilator, on this mask strapped to your face, on this mask feeding you air. On this mask feeding you anesthetic gases. Each time I push that button, each time you hear the beep, each time I tell you to sleep. Good. You receive just a little puff, just enough to maintain you in this blank state. Not unconscious, but not really awake. And fully at my mercy. Each time I push this button, I push you down a little bit. Each time deeper into that comfortable void. Don't be afraid. I'll take good care of you. But don't fool yourself. You are at my mercy. And I'll take what I want from you. It won't hurt. Perhaps it will even be pleasant. Who knows? When I will take it from you. Your seed. Yes, your seed. Your sperm. Your cum. This is what I will take from you. Sleep. Good. I'll take your seed. I'll make you come. I'll make you ejaculate.
I'll make you emit your seed. And I'll take it. And you do not have any choice in it.
You can try to fight it if you want. Well,
you can try.
Or you can just enjoy the show. Whether you enjoy it or not, it will happen either way. I will make you come.
Come and spurt for me. Look at me now. Look at me between your legs. Hands already gloved up. The remote at the ready on your thigh. My face hidden under a sterile surgical mask. My hair hidden under a sterile surgical cap. My body wrapped in sterile scrubs.
Look at my eyes. My eyes looking back at you. Directly piercing into you. Concentrated. Cold. And intent.
Look at my eyes and sleep. Good. All limp again. Feeling my hands resting on your inner thighs. Surgical gloves on them as the machines start up. Sterile latex resting on your thighs. Caressing them. Warm and soft. Moving up and down. Up and down. Soothing you, relaxing you, warming up my hands. Don't my hands just feel so warm? Underneath the latex as they stroke up and down your thighs. My hands leave your thigh and produce a bottle of lubricant. I lubricate my gloved hands. Getting them very thoroughly wet and just feel that hot wetness. And then I grab your cock. Well, it is hard already. This will be an easy shot. I pour lubricant on your cock. It's cold, but it will get warmer fast. Fast as my hands move on to it. Stroking the lubricant all over. And I milk your cock. A regular movement following the rhythm of the respirator. Up and down. Up and down. Up and down. Just feel them. The mesmerizing dance of my fingers along your cock. Latex-gloved fingers stroking your cock. Making a ring that you penetrate. You penetrate repetitively. You penetrate. Why are my hands facing each other? My palms making a latex vagina. A latex enclosure designed to drive you mad. A latex enclosure designed to make you come. To make you spurt. Yes, you already are ready to spurt. Your cock is about to empty itself in this warm latex prison. It was fast, wasn't it? I'm very, 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 very good. But you try to escape this view, and your eyes start to wander to a surgical mask, moving with my respiration, filter paper inflating and deflating. Calmly, I'm calm, I'm concentrated, I'm about to perform my task, I'm an expert in it. Your eyes then fall down into the pit of my gaze. Yes, look at my eyes. You're allowed to do that. I like this contact. It helps you to accept that there is no escape. You know, I understand you deeply. More deeply than you think. I very much so understand how you feel. Because I've seen so many men in your position. My fingers bringing them to the verge. Some trying to evade my stimuli. Others trying to imagine they were just having normal sex. Others just trying to be done with that. And others yet, enjoying exactly what I did to them. Exactly what I'm doing to you. Looking down into my eyes. My fingers slowing down. I understand. But I do not care. I'm interested in what you feel. Only because I'm interested in making you come. I'm interested in making you ejaculate. And I'm very good at that. And now you're so eager to explode. But each stroke is just short of that. You are in what is called the edge. Each stroke maintains you just on that edge. They prevent you from getting back into control. But they also prevent you from coming. And the longer it lasts, the better. Maintaining you in that state will make you more productive. And also, it amuses me.
The way men look at me when on the edge. This raw, basic need. Just eating at their mind. Destroying their will. Reducing them to a begging mess.
It is rather cute. So just come back to my fingers. My gloved fingers around your cock. Wet, sticky as lubricated latex fondles your cock.
Your dark red cock glistening with lubricant. Latex-gloved fingers gliding along it, making geometrical figures of pleasure along your shaft,
dancing the dance of the edge,
dancing around the volcano,
just enough to maintain it active.
To make it explode.
Touching you, and then getting away. A warm, pulsating prison, and then a cold void. A ring of pleasure gliding around your cock, and then a pinch. Small circles around your frenulum. Small circles driving you mad, and my other hand fondling your balls, and your cock pulsating with pleasure, pulsating in anticipation, and then nothing, nothing but sleep. Good. Sleep. Sleep deeper. And deeper. And deeper. You're completely unconscious now. Completely knocked out. Sleep. Knocked out by the gas. Sleep. Do you feel it entering your lungs as you breathe in? Deeper. Do you feel it entering your brain and swirling around? Deeper. Entering your brain and turning it off. Completely limp. Completely at my mercy. Slowly, you emerge from that slumber. And my delicious torture starts again. Once again, my gloved fingers gently wrap themselves around your cock. Once again, you feel this warm, soft, and slippery latex prison closing itself around your cock. Once again, my fingers dance for you. This dance of pleasure and possession. Completely unconscious. Completely at my mercy. Slowly, you emerge from that slumber. Only to see a blurred white disc. You try to focus on it. Faint spirals in it. You try to focus on it. White, transparent silicone. spiraling grooves and a slit in the center. All transparent, all warm, all soft, all slippery.
Slippery.
This is the milker. Yes, the milker. It will milk you. It is designed to milk you. It is designed to make you come. It is designed to empty you, to retrieve your seed, your sperm, your cum, to take it away from you, and to give it to me. To give it to me. What for? This is not of your concern. I'll do what I want with it. Sleep. The milker now approaches your cock. And as it approaches, your cock twitches in anticipation. It wants to penetrate. To penetrate into it. You have no will anymore. But your cock still has a will. A will to penetrate. To penetrate. And then to spurt. To empty itself. It will spurt, filled with the pleasure, the mechanically insisted stimulation and pleasure. It will spurt and burn you with pleasure and imprint my dominance into your brain. My dominance causes pleasure. Your glands touched as the entrance, the ring of silicone. You watch as my finger moves inside of it, lubing it, fucking it. Two latex-covered fingers going in and out of this sheathed vagina. That will soon be on top of your cock. And down it comes, this ring of silicone that resists a bit and then parts around your cock, gliding down, down, gliding down your cock. With a button, I turn on the machine. And you feel it gliding down, down, gliding down your cock. This feeling, penetration into warmth, tightness, slipperiness, softness. Penetration into pleasure. Pleasure driving you insane. Soft bumps gliding along your cock. Rings you penetrate. One after the other. And then a cup. A cup opposing itself upon your glands. Clear, soft, smooth silicone so you can see your cock within it. Slippery, warm silicone. Gently sucking on your glands. Gently massaging your cock. And you feel it. Your balls preparing themselves. Cum accumulating into them. As I rub them gently with my gloved fingers. Silicone, designed to grab your cock, to milk your cock, to make it spurt, to pump your seed out of you. Look at me now, And let me count you down. Yes, I will count down. And as I reach zero, you will come. You will come under my command and give me your seed when told to. 10. Prepare yourself. 9. This orgasm. 8. Will blow your mind. 7. Burn your mind. 6. Print into your mind. 5. My voice. 4. The milker. 3. The milker defeating you. 2. Gaining ground on your sanity. 1. And pumping you empty, empty, 0. Give in and come. Come now. Come hard. Come hard for me. Accept defeat. Let the pleasure burn you. Let my face, let my eyes, let my voice imprint themselves in your brain. And spurt. Give me your seed again, again, and again. Your cock emptying itself into the milker. All its seed being greedily pumped out, out, out of it. Your cock emptying itself in the milker. In movements you can't control, as you can't control the way my voice, my face, my gloves associate with this pleasure. Accept being defeated by me. There was no other way than acceptance. Accept defeat. Accept. Accept. Good. Very good. You did good. Look in my eyes now and remember, I'm very, very good at defeating you and making you come. Do you understand? And each time you'll be here with me engaging you, you'll break harder and harder. And harder. And you'll come, little one, you'll come harder. And harder. And harder. Each time I need your seed, you'll wake up in this place, and I'll take it. Good. It's over now. I appreciate your cooperation. I feel like you enjoyed this. Be assured that I enjoy breaking you. I enjoy having you at my mercy. I enjoy this deeply, little one. Thank you. And now, you will sleep. Just let it go and sleep. Let the gas make you sleep. Good. Sleep deeper, deeper, and deeper. Good. You are fully unconscious now. Some nurses will come to unstrap you now. Sleep, ladies you'll never see. They will take your limp body in their gloved hands and bring it back to your bedroom. Sleep. Yes, they will break into your home and put your limp body in your bed, in your bedroom. And there will be no fingerprints, believe me. You'll wake up. Perhaps you'll remember this moment as maybe some sort of a fantasy or a dream. But this is not a dream.
I am not a dream, believe me. I am real.
Very, very real. Sleep.